Now, over the past 40 years, the stock of social housing in the UK has dropped by 2 million homes. It will take years for that gap to be made up. It's one of the issues being examined in a new BBC briefing, which is being launched on the website today. And Sancha Berg reports now from Bristol.
Yeah, it's lovely. Brilliant. It's like a dream house.
A tenant in one of Bristol's brand new council homes, a stylish brick house in a tiny estate with double height upper windows to take in views of the park and the river beyond. It's very different from where she was before.
I was in a one-bedroom council flat over in Barton Hill on a high-rise, which wasn't very nice.
You've got toys, you've got children?
Yeah, I've got a little boy. He's 13 months old. So, yeah, he's much more happier.
It's one of several new developments overseen by Councillor Paul Smith, Cabinet Member for Housing.
We've now got the biggest programme we've had since the 1970s in terms of new council house building. We've got a programme that we're currently completing of a couple of hundred homes. We've got a new programme of 900 homes about to start.
But not all are for council tenants. Here, at a new estate called Ashton Rise, most homes will be sold to private buyers to pay for the project. And while this is being built directly by the council, other homes will be constructed via a new company they've set up. More and more local authorities are now doing this, according to Professor Janice Morfitt of University College London.
Well, what we found surprisingly is how many councils are actually engaging delivering housing. So we found that 78% of councils have got companies and they're beginning to think about providing housing across all tenure types and for all types of social need.
What kind of numbers are we talking about?
It's very difficult to get at the numbers that are being provided. That's partly because councils are just getting going and also because the way the statistics are collected. But we do think about 13,000 homes were built last year.
A building revival, but tiny compared with housing need. Nearly 500,000 vulnerable households are on council waiting lists.
If you can imagine a pre-war council estate multiplied over and over again on a great flat landscape, that's Dagenham.
60 years ago, the 26,000 houses on the giant Becontree estate were all owned by the council.
I like Dagenham. Having a nice little house of your own to live in, that's the main thing.
I like the houses here, no. And I like the place, I like the people. I think I'd like to stay in Dagenham. I like Dagenham.
Today, many of those families have left. Under Right to Buy, 80% of the houses were sold. Many were then sold on again and are now rented out by private landlords. So the London Borough of Barking and Dagenham is building again and working with private companies to provide new council housing. From the roof of the town hall, the council leader, Darren Rodwell, pointed out some of the schemes.
Over here, we've got build to rent. That's going to be someone who's going to be there, Eco World. They're going to be there for about 20 years. Over there is Granger. That's 100 private units. Over to the right there, there will be Western Homes. That will be a mixed tenure approach as well. And there will be affordable in there.
Over 20 years, he hopes to deliver the equivalent of two new Becontrees through building, buying and contracting with private owners.
What we have done is we've gone outside the realms of what we'd normally expect a local authority to do. We've set up our own housing companies, our own building companies, and we're building in effect in the private sector, but still even having the values of the public sector. You can be there for the rest of your life. The only thing you can't have is the right to buy.
But if you're building these houses, how do you stop them being eligible for Right to Buy?
Because they're in a private company.
But government policy strongly supports home ownership through Right to Buy, Help to Buy, and a new policy called First Homes. The Conservative MP, Bob Blackman, says councils shouldn't be setting up their own companies.
I think it's fundamentally wrong. I think the fact is that the Right to Buy was enshrined to enable people who live in social housing to actually own their own property. And I think one of the problems here is that local authorities are trying to circumvent those particular rules.
He wants to see more social housing built and the Right to Buy rules changed so that councils can keep more of the sale proceeds.
You take the money that comes in from the sale of that property and reinvest it in further housing so that we have a virtuous circle.
Within 3 years, Bristol Council should be the biggest developer in the city, according to Councillor Smith. Nonetheless, he says, these schemes will only put a dent in the city's housing crisis.
Sancha Berg reporting from Bristol. Time now for the puzzle, which has been set by Mensa, the High IQ Society.